Welcome once again to another episode of The Pulp Project. This is Ayelet, as usual, and today I'm going to talk to you about the different types of poles that you can use. I know that COVID is still going strong in many places in the world right now, and many of you might be getting a pole so you can work out at home. So I thought, why not give you a little background and some information about all the different types of poles so you can make sure you order the right one for you. So the way I'm going to do this, I'm going to give you just this like overview of many types of poles. I will start from the cheapest type and keep in mind that they will go up in price. So I will start with the cheapest and the last one will be the most expensive one. So just a short disclaimer, there are advantages and disadvantages to each one of these types, so keep those in mind and do more research. This is just a very general overview. If you are going to purchase a pole for your home, make sure you do all the research. This is just me giving you the general characteristics of each type, and if you are going to purchase a pole for your home, I highly encourage you to do more research and make sure the type you choose is actually the right one for you. So without further ado, let's get started. So the first and the most common type of pole is the chrome pole. It is the cheapest and it's the easiest one to clean and maintain. Keep in mind, it can become worn out or become rusty in extreme cases. I guess you can say that you get what you pay for. It is also the type of pole you will probably find in clubs, in pole studios, and just in general, most poles are the chrome poles. The next one is the powder-coated pole. It is the newest in the industry, and out of all the poles, it is the only one that I haven't tried myself or even like saw in real life. So I don't know if I think it is a good idea or a bad one. It has great grip, or so I've heard. It is very similar to the silicone one. Next one is titanium gold. It has the best grip out of all of them, and it is the highest quality for its price range, which is slightly more expensive than the chrome. The color can change over time, and the gold finish can wear off a little, but it still looks really cool, and it has the best grip of all the poles, in my opinion. Next, we have the stainless steel pole, which is extremely durable. It is also about the same price as the titanium gold. It is good for humid weather or if you have excess sweating. It is rust-proof, but it can become a little scratched. I know many pole studios also use stainless steel, and I know from just by looking up some poles from my home, I found that most of them are either chrome, brass, or stainless steel. Next one is the brass pole, and here we enter the $3 signs because it is starting to get really expensive. It has great grip, it is good for hot weather, and it is rust-proof. It can be slippery if you are in humid conditions. The metal it's made from is weaker, so it is more likely to get damaged. So last but not least, silicone-coated. And it is also known as Chinese pole. It is also in the expensive category. It can be used while fully clothed, and you probably would prefer to, because if you ever tried Chinese pole, then you know what I'm talking about. It can cause like serious rash. You do not want to do drops on that pole, for example, because it's not even bruises. It can like literally tear off layers of your skin. It has really great grip, but it has such good grip that you can't perform spins on static mode, for example, because it is not sliding at all. It's kind of hard to explain if you haven't tried that type of pole in your life, but just imagine that it is so sticky. Put clothes on, otherwise you will want to die, and you also can't do any kinds of drops or anything like that. Terribly great grip, keep that in mind. So yeah, those are all the different types. I will review again. We have the chrome, we have titanium gold, stainless steel, we have brass, silicone coated, which is also known as Chinese pole. So those are the six types that are out there in the market right now. Most of them can be found by Expo or Lupit Pole, which are also the two major pole companies that you should order your pole from. I heard a few people ordering poles from like sex shops and whatever. They said that it's like durable and safe. I don't know if I can stand behind those kinds of poles. It is always best to invest more money. Make sure that you invest it in a safe option. I mean, if you are going to spend the, I don't know, $200, you might as well add 100 more and get something for your money that you can feel safe while using and not be afraid that the pole will like fall when you're on it, which is very dangerous and you just don't want it happening. So the only two companies that I would recommend are X-Pole and Loop-It Pole. My home pole is from Loop-It. I enjoy it very much. Please do keep in mind that home poles are not the same as studio poles. Any pole that you get which is not bolted to the floor and the ceiling is not going to have the same feeling and effect as studio poles. Also keep in mind that the conditions you are poling at home are not the same conditions that you have in your studio. Studios mostly don't have open windows, don't have air conditioning that goes on and off a few times a day. The humidity and the heat are very different than the conditions that you will have in your studio. So keep that in mind. The pole can be very slippery and you will probably feel way more frustrated in your home pole than you feel in your studio. That is okay. That is normal. I know that I have terrible grip at home compared to the grip that I have in the studio, but I know that this is a result of the different types of pole, and I know my body and my sweaty palms react differently to different types of poles. So yeah, that is it for today's episode. If you have one of the more special poles that I mentioned, like the titanium gold, or the silicon coated, or the powder coated, I know some of them come in like pink and stuff, so that sounds really cool. If you have any of these like special pole types, I would really love if you take a picture of you on them and send them to me. And if you want to, I can also upload them on my Instagram, which is the Pole Project Podcast. Make sure you follow along on there. We also have a Facebook page. It is the Pole Project. And yeah, that is it for today's episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope to see you again next week. Until then, goodbye and happy pole dancing.